use my body to keep you alive.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace Podcast. It's your girl Candace. Back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, whenever and wherever you're listening, my friends, we're going to discuss yesterday's 2024 presidential election debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That was a mouthful. My heart is beating. Let me get some water from my Stanley, my fucking Stanley. I'm over here at my black job. What the fuck is a black job? Last night, Trump was asked a question about immigration and he responded partially with, Hispanics are coming over here and taking black jobs. What the fuck is a black job? So like every black person today woke up and went to their black job. I cannot think of a predominantly black industry other than the NFL and the NBA that could be considered black jobs. So what the fuck is he talking about? So like what pisses me off is that after yesterday, I feel like this motherfucker is my only option. So, let's get right into it. How's everybody doing? Thank you for all the downloads for this month. Please go ahead and share the podcast with your friends, family, and your followers. America, you're in danger, girl. What am I saying? I'm in danger. I am American. I live in the United States. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm in trouble. After the topics discussed yesterday, and after the recent events that I will share with you that have unfolded in my life, like, I'll be affected by who is going to be president. My life, like, the rest of my life is, like, going to be affected by who's president of this election. Like, it blows my mind that I've reached this point in my adulthood where voting matters. And I just want to emphasize that although this election, we don't have good choices. We don't have good choices. No one's going hard for Biden. And compared to Trump's last presidency election, people were going way more hard for him back then than they are now. So despite these being our choices, we still have to vote, those of us who are eligible. And if you're not eligible to vote, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. You're way too young. Anyway, I'm over here at my black job recording a podcast. I refuse to not vote this year. I didn't vote last election, and like just having to deal with Biden is just so like, I don't know. If you guys can hear in the background, it's my teens. I just turned the mute on because we're not trying to hear that shit. I don't want to give you PTSD with that noise. Anyway, they were on some good drugs. Both of them were on some good designer drugs. Ecstasy, cocaine, ketamine. I mean, like the pure stuff. I mean, like the pure stuff. And you know, Kamala Harris was back there doing cocaine, just like mad as fuck. Like, I could chew bricks if I was Kamala Harris after yesterday's debate. And I will show some examples of just how old and how disheveled and how broken Biden sounded yesterday. I mean, it was bad. It was really, 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 really bad. How old is he? 81? Jesus Christ. So, they were both on some good drugs. Although Biden was a mess, he was more put together than I've seen him in the past. That's how I know the drugs were good. You gotta give it to him because he, like, would shake hands when no one was there and he would completely space out. But based on the drugs he was given, to my belief yesterday, he was good for the first 10 minutes. And then after that, it just went downhill. Then he needed another boost. And he was tweeting during the debate, which is weird. It was just very back and forth, like hitting below the belt. They argued about golf. Trump said something about his son, Joe Biden's son. And then Joe Biden was like, my son's not a loser. You're a loser. You slept with a porn star while your wife was pregnant. And like, it was just very, very petty. Trump was like, I didn't have sex with a porn star. I'm like, you just got in trouble. You just got convicted of hiding hush money for paying off a porn star for sleeping with you during your wife's pregnancy. So Biden was just not, was like, it was like watching someone dying. And with Trump, he was lying. And so I just sat back and watched the spectacle with the rest of Twitter. And I was in a space on Twitter. The space on Twitter is where you can all talk. And I just, I'm honestly like, after yesterday, I'm gonna show you some clips. The cattiness is definitely there. There's just cattiness all around. So let me play for you this first clip.
Oh, is it 8? You can see he is 6'5" and only 223 pounds, or 235 pounds. Well, you said 6'4", 200. Well, anyway, that's what you're, anyway. Just take a look at what he says he is and take a look at what he is. Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president.
He mentions his fucking handicap leg bump sticker.
Down to a 6. And but by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8? Never. But I have, you know how many,
I've seen you swing, I know you swing.
Okay, let's not act like children. President Trump, we're going to turn.
Let's not act like children.
They were arguing about who can carry their golf bag and who can swing better. And if you didn't catch the shade that Joe Biden threw at him in the beginning, he called Trump fat. He was saying that this guy is saying he's only 6'4", 200 something pounds. Look at him. And here's another clip.
In a 10-year period, we'd be able to wipe out his debt. We'd be able to help make sure that all those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President.
If we finally beat Medicare.
Oh my God. I emphasize that part because his speech was just so slow and it was just so like, it was just so incoherent and like you could kind of feel like, okay Joe, like come on, spit it out, Joe. And then there's a clip of his wife, the first lady, Joe Biden. There's a clip of her like congratulating her husband, the president, and she's like, Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. Like, Yeah, that's the bare minimum. Like, that's what he's supposed to do. God. Anyways, moving on. I want to discuss the questions and the topics that were touched last night that matter to me. Because this is the Man and Candace podcast. And yeah. So, immigration, abortion, Israel and Palestine conflicts, Ukraine and Russia war. I should say Israel and Palestine war, not conflict. And the fentanyl crisis. Immigration matters to me because I don't feel my country is safe. And I don't feel that my country has an identity. And what happened to respecting a process? There is a process to becoming a full naturalized citizen. U.S. citizen. There's a process. It takes 20 years, 15, 20 years, but it's you're a real American. No one can take that away from you. Okay? And of course, those of us who have birthrights. I think people who are born in Israel and automatically get a citizenship to the U.S., I think that's stupid. But nonetheless, immigration is a topic of mine that I didn't think would matter to me until this past year. I live in Arizona, and Arizona is is 2 hours away from Tucson, and Tucson is a border city. Nogales is lower than Tucson, and it's a border town. And there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of smuggling. There's a lot of trafficking. There's a lot of drugs. You know, the worst case story I've seen of drugs getting over the border is a dead baby being stuffed with drugs and headed over to the U.S. through the Mexican border. That's besides the point. Immigration has become an issue for me. And the way that they answered it, I was satisfied with what they both said. I liked Biden's his proposal to approaching the border. I don't like how he's the cause of it being open, but I think he realizes that it's an issue for people in the Democratic Party. By the way, I'm an independent. But I think he knows it's an issue for people in his own party, and he has to do something about it now. Because recently, a 12-year-old girl was just raped by two migrants that just came here from, like, Venezuela. She was brutally raped, and she was murdered. And there's even, like, gang members from Venezuela killing cops here. Why are we letting them here? And if you're from Venezuela and you go through the jungle to get here, why the fuck are you risking it all to kill a cop? Because that's where you're from. Shut the fuck up. The second you walk into our fucking borders, you better act like you're a fucking American. If you're gonna do this shit. If you're gonna have the fucking gall to fucking invade our country with your presence, act like, assimilate, and then maybe we might be okay with immigration and how it is. But how it is now, like, there's no amount of American value, blah, blah, blah. America was built on immigrants, blah, blah, blah. There's no amount of that will matter to me. Being American, being a real American is what fucking matters to me, okay? And protecting our identity as a country, that's what matters to me. Because if we don't have an identity, we're not going to want to fight for our country. And we have World War III around the corner, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. So, as I told you in the last episode, I was in Vegas. And I was in Vegas last week, and I thought I was pregnant the whole time. And I was late on my period. I was genuinely late. And I fucking was holding a baby, my cousin's baby, and I just didn't feel anything. I was crying because I knew deep down that I don't want to be a mother. And I was just praying, and I was just like, I think I'm pregnant. Like, I accepted it in that moment on Sunday, this past Sunday. I was like, I'm pregnant. And I accepted that I was gonna get an abortion. It was a decision that I made in that moment that I was gonna get an abortion. So I started looking up laws, and it's 15 weeks and 6 days that you can get an abortion in Arizona currently. And you know, not every woman is gonna feel this way when she chooses to get an abortion. But I felt immediate remorse, and I felt like I was irresponsible, because I don't want to abort a baby. I don't want to have to make that choice, but I respect the choice of every woman, and I respect the attitude towards the choice of every woman. And I was very disappointed in the way Biden responded to the question about abortion. It was asked, like, what are you going to do about Roe v. Wade? And, like, you know, what's your stance on Roe v. Wade overturn? And Biden, to me, he didn't come hard enough for women. He didn't yell loud enough. He didn't, you know, he wasn't enraged enough that our rights were taken away and turned over to the fucking states. You know, and then Trump, he's trying to save face like he didn't cause all of it by appointing certain judges, by just allowing it to happen in the first place. I mean, he deflected the entire debate, and he lied. Israel and Palestine, like, I believe that Israel has a lot of pride. It's evident. The people sometimes are very mean and haughty. They think that they're better than you sometimes. And, like, that attitude makes me advocate for Palestine. It's that attitude alone, and the fact that Palestine is getting slaughtered, but that attitude alone of Israel is just disgusting. And, like, I don't want to give money to people like that. I don't want our support going to a nation like that. And why are we so interested in Israel? What's in it for us? Like, no, seriously, like, with Ukraine, like, we can inherit, you know, the money from all their wheat that they grow in Europe. But I don't see the incentive for backing Israel and everything. I mean, for the past, like, what, 50, 100 years? The Ukraine and Russian war, Putin's making moves, if you haven't figured it out. If you haven't heard the news, him and Kim Jong-un from North Korea, they met up, and they formed an alliance. So all of, you know, I'll give it to Trump. He did talk to Putin. He did talk to Kim Jong-un. And things were mild. Things were lukewarm during his presidency, at least, and that's where they should be. I mean, that's where what's what we should strive for. Why do we always have to keep making enemies wherever we step our foot? But that war has drained us, caused inflation to soar up, and now our groceries are four times the amount it was since the war started 3 years ago. And it's been three fucking years since Russia invaded Ukraine. And we sent sanctions and blah, 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 blah. What did the sanctions do to Russia? Nothing. Russia is stronger than ever. The fentanyl crisis. The question was framed, you know, Mr. President, Mr. former U.S. President, 400,000 Americans died last year due to overdoses. And this is partly, and this is heavily and partly due to this fentanyl and opioid crisis. Like, what do you plan to do about it? And I heard two out of touch presidents they were out of touch about what's going on. They're out of touch about how the deaths and they're out of touch about addiction and what addiction is. And like, Joe Biden should be at the forefront of this fight because his son is a fucking addict. Is a crack addict and doing coke in a White House and on live TV. Like, it's embarrassing. But, you know, I was very disappointed in the way Trump responded to this question. He had 2 minutes, I believe, to answer a question. And he spent 53 seconds answering a question that was asked prior to the opioid crisis question. And I'm just like, you have more people dying per year in the United States than people who died in COVID off of drug overdoses. Like, we have homelessness rising exponentially by the day in different areas across the country. And it's like, neither of them seemed to have a plan. It didn't even seem to be a thought to them. And that's what fucking scares me, because like, our nation is gonna kill itself with this stuff. We're all on drugs. We're all on drugs. I don't care if it's a fucking prescription or if it's off the street. We are all on something. So I want to talk a bit about the potential of World War III. I'm going to play you a clip. So.
His military policies are insane. They're insane. These are wars that will never end with him. He will drive us into World War III, and we're closer to World War III than anybody can imagine. We are very, very close to World War III, and he's driving us there. And Kim Jong-un and President Xi of China, Kim Jong-un of North Korea, all of these, Putin, they don't respect him. They don't fear him. They have nothing going with this gentleman, and he's going to drive us into World War III.
And based off the history of Biden's presidency, I believe that. I believe we're already in World War III. I just believe right now, in the beginning stages of it, it's a more of a Cold War. We're sending spy balloons. I believe it started with that spy balloon. Like, we're sending spy balloons. They're sending spy balloons. They're sending ships and submarines on the coast of Hawaii and Alaska just to hang out. Like, tensions are hot. Like, at first it was a joke. And then Russia invaded Ukraine, and then we responded the way we did, which was overwhelming support for Ukraine, which was stupid. How many people are dead? How many people are fucking dead over this useless fucking war? Makes me fucking sick, dude. And like, yesterday on Twitter, all I saw was worry. At least Americans are united in their worry for the country. We're all worried for our country. All I want to know is, when we get the notification that we're getting bombed or something, I'm not going to work. I'm sorry. If the East Coast is getting bombed, I'm not going to fucking work on the West Coast. Like, that is just insane. We all gotta fucking run for cover, fly out the country. Have you guys thought about where you're gonna go if, you know, shit goes down? Do you have family outside of the country? Do you have a plan? I think we all should get a plan. Je m'appelle Candice. Je suis parlé français un peu. So I'm going to France. Just fucking kill us all already, like Jesus. I think about what we would do if we were on the losing side of World War III, and it's not good. Here's what I've thought of. Here's my thought analysis. We are so prideful as a country. We wouldn't let anybody win. If World War III was truly the war to end all wars, which is what Albert Einstein kind of predicted, then America would not only bomb Russia and China at the same time, they would do it knowing that Russia and China would bomb us back immediately after. That is crazy. So it would be like a honorary suicide mission almost. That's sick. So how much more money are we going to burn for Israel's pride, you guys? How much more money are we going to burn for the useless war in Ukraine? I pay $200 a week, $800 a month in federal taxes, and there's a possibility I won't get that back next tax season. And there's a further possibility I might have to fork out more money to the damn government so they can continue on with the fuck shit. Why don't single people get a break in this country? Like, if you have kids, that's like $5,000 a head. If you're married, tax break. Like, what? Fuck this election, fuck these candidates, and go vote. Because the music do. You know, America, like I said in the beginning, you're in danger, girl. You're in danger, girl. I'm in danger. I'm in so much danger. My womb is in danger. My identity as an American is in danger. My black job is in danger from these Hispanics. Just kidding. We're in danger from fentanyl, and that's the truth. You know, a word on fentanyl, you guys, it's getting really, really bad. And if you're struggling, you know, I'm gonna pray for you. You know, like, Lord Jesus, please be with you in this time of addiction, and may he lead you out of it, in Jesus' name, amen. It's Friday, June 25th, 10:03 a.m. I'm coming at you early in the morning. Well, afternoon. Next day. For some of you, it's already June 29th. Holla. I gotta get out of the house. But I have so many books to read. Oh my God, did I tell you guys? Me and Daniel are back together. This one had a bet. This one. Says who, says who? Anesthetize this bitch. Okay, this has been Candace with the Manic Candace podcast. Thank you so much for listening to me and my opinions and my ramblings and my points. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, whenever and wherever you're listening, my friends, and I bid you adieu. Bye-bye.